Thank you for calling XPO. This is Sonia. How can I help you?
Hi, Sonia. This is Mary McLean, and I'm calling because we had some confusion, I guess, about getting our dishwasher delivered and installed from Best Buy. Am I talking to the right person?
Yes, ma'am. And is the telephone number we're speaking on, is it associated with the order?
Yes, it is.
Okay. All right. One moment for me, please.
All right.
All right. Again, I do apologize for the hold. It just takes an extra minute or two to generate by the phone number.
Okay, that's all right.
Okay. Okay, I have it here. And could you please verify the address for me, please, Ms. McLean?
Yes, 1300 71st School Road, Fayetteville, North Carolina, 28314.
All right. Thank you so much for verifying that. And I have your Best Buy installation. Well, actually, a service call. Looks like says there was something going on with the install.
It was supposed to be installed. We don't have it yet. I spoke with somebody about it. They were going to come sometime today, and I gave them some cell phone numbers in addition to this one so they could call and let us know. But I got two messages yesterday saying that they would be here between 6 and 8 p.m. this evening. And so I just figured that's when they were coming, we were at a doctor's appointment, but we had our son on standby to come over and open the door for them, but they apparently called, and I got this message this evening saying that the technician was ready and he would be waiting for 15 minutes. For somebody to open the door, and it was about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and I guess they didn't call any other numbers than this one. But we've been waiting, thinking they were coming between 6 and 8. So I don't know what happened.
Okay, and yes, ma'am, that's exactly what happened. The technician is notated on the order. The technician called in at 3:11. And stated that there was no one home at 3:08. And, yes, the technician, she had to wait 15 minutes, and that was the correct message that you received. And,
but mm-hmm. What about the messages that we got that told us they were going to come between 6 and 8 p.m.? Yesterday, I got one telephone call message left, and then another telephone call, and I answered it, and it was a recording, and they both said that it would be delivered between 6 and 8 this evening, Monday evening. And then, I mean, I'm just telling you this so y'all understand what happened. And I had also, I had left our cell phone numbers with whoever I talked to in person on Friday, I guess it was, just to be sure they had numbers they could reach us. Well, anyway, the long story short, we weren't here, but my son, you know, was going to come and open the door for them. But I told him, I said, oh, well, they're not coming until after 6. So I'm just telling you this so that I don't know whether y'all like to know how things get messed up or not, but that's what happened. And we didn't know. We certainly would have had somebody here, but
okay. And it does. It's notated on the order that this was also on the 22nd. I guess it was at. I guess this is 1 in the morning. It was updated from 6 to 8 to 1 to 3.
Wonderful.
Yeah, that's what it. Yeah.
I didn't get any other messages. You mean? I know
this was notated on the order. Excuse me. This was updated on the order, rather.
But like, it wasn't. But nobody called us. Is what I'm saying. I don't think we got the message.
No, ma'am. I don't see it there.
Well. I mean, if they can bring it back and install it, it'll be fine. I just wanted y'all to know what happened because I know the technician probably, you know, it probably.
All right. It looks like the soonest I could reschedule it would be Thursday the 25th.
Okay. Well, that'll have to be when it'll be done. But I don't know what to do about how to make sure. I don't know what else we could have done. What could we do to make sure we know?
You could, if you give me one moment, I'll make sure that I get another telephone number updated on here. I don't see. Only number I have is the one we're speaking on.
I know. And whoever I spoke with in person took down two other telephone numbers and told me they would give them to the technician. And so I guess they didn't. But, okay, let me give you the numbers, okay? And
all right, the first number I have is a 910-867-9689.
Yes.
Okay. And what's the other number?
All right. The other number is 910-308-7849.
That's 910-308-7849.
Yes.
All right. I have that number updated on the order as well. Is there anything else I could help with today?
Well, I just wonder, it'll be on the 25th, and what will, between what hours do you have any idea?
You're going to receive an automated call on the 24th that's going to provide the time frame for the 25th. We do not have time frames at the moment of scheduling.
Okay. Well, if you could make a notation, that we, we didn't get any notification. We got two notifications late in yesterday evening that it would be between 6 and 8 this evening, and we didn't get any other change about that. And so, we had somebody to let them in, but we never knew they were coming. You know what I'm trying to say? I just don't. Are you going to be able to make a report to anybody about this? I mean, I'm just trying to be helpful because.
Okay, it is notated on the order, and these calls are recorded. And as you stated earlier, you were at an appointment, a doctor's appointment, and you missed the call. And that was the call ahead to let you know that there were 30 minutes out upon arriving.
Well, but the messages that we had gotten was that it would be between 6 and 8 this evening, and had I known that it would be earlier, I could have had somebody here to answer this phone, even though I did provide our other numbers to someone. I guess they just weren't noted. So I'm just trying to say all this in case they have anybody that tries to pinpoint troubleshoot things. You know what I'm saying? And I thank you. I know you can't do anything about it, but since it's being recorded, if they, you know, they record it for some reason, so maybe they're trying to help, you know, figure out the process better or something. But thank you for your help, and we'll look forward to getting it on Thursday.
All right, ma'am. And is there anything else I could help with today?
No, I don't think so, but thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks.
I'll talk with you later then. Thanks very much.
You're welcome, Ms. McLean, and thanks for calling XBO, and have a good night.
Bye-bye.